Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. 1 year ago, Hurricane Rita made landfall along the Texas coast and delivered a mighty blow to state parks in her path. Walt Dabney, director of state parks, says it could have been worse.
We didn't lose, surprisingly, that many facilities, although we had structural damage in a lot of places, and we actually lost the complete bathroom at Sabine Pass. We had some cabin damage at a few places. We had some facility damage at Sea Rim.
While the hurricane granted special dispensation to man-made structures, it was not as charitable to nature's handiwork.
We had just a horrific challenge with blown down trees. I think the estimate at Martin Dies is that we lost as much as 60% of the forest canopy.
Martin Dies and Village Creek State Parks looked like logging operations during the cleanup process. While both are now open for visitation, the experience will be a little different than before the storm.
I guess will be sunnier, but it's still a wonderful park, both of those are. And, you know, throughout history, that's one of nature's ways of thinning the forest and opening the canopy so that you get other kinds of things stimulated by getting sunlight again.
Talk about finding your silver lining. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.